This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Also on our data harvesting exercises today, how Americans are doing with debt. An update on is on the way from the Federal Reserve Bank of New York on how American household balance sheets looked in the last 3 months of 2015. Marketplace's Annie Baxter looks at some recent trends for two parts of that spreadsheet, mortgage balances and student loans.
Home mortgages account for the biggest share of overall household debt, and while the total is climbing, it's still below 2008 peak levels. Housing economist Elliot Eisenberg says that's partly due to home prices still trailing pre-housing crisis levels.
So when you buy a house now, they're cheaper than they were back then.
And Eisenberg says big corporations have been buying gobs of single-family houses to rent out, which also keeps the total mortgage balance down.
Those homes are paid for in cash.
There's been a lot of debate in recent years about the extent to which rising student loan debts have kept young people from taking on mortgages. But Svenja Gudell, chief economist at Zillow, says her firm's analysis shows school debt burdens are not a big impediment for degree earners.
Sure, you had a whole bunch of student debt along the way, but as long as you got that degree, the impact that debt had on the likelihood of becoming a homeowner was very small.
But Gudell says students who take out loans and don't get a degree are much less likely to become homeowners. I'm Annie Baxter for Marketplace.